This is Imperfectly Polished with Monique Bondi. It's styled, not staged.
Welcome, besties, and welcome to Imperfectly Polished, the space where we celebrate confidence, wellness, self-care, and the beautifully messy journey of being human. Now, today's show is not one that you saw coming. It's a little different, a little more personal, and honestly, a little bit emotional. Most of us spend our lives searching for people who truly understand us, people who know our stories, our strengths, our flaws, and our hearts. But what happens when someone has been with you from the very beginning, before friendships, before careers, before marriage, and children? Today I am joined by someone who has shared every chapter of my life, my identical twin sister. Welcome,
hello,
Tara.
Hello, Mon. Thanks for having me under duress, but I'm so happy to be here.
We're talking about what it's really like to grow up as a twin, Tara, the myths, the magics, the challenges of finding our own identity, and the bond that has survived every season of life. So everyone, grab a coffee, settle in, take a tranquilizer, either one of us, and join us for what promises to be one of the most personal conversations we've ever had on Imperfectly Polished. Before we get into our twin stories, Tara, what is in my bag that you're carrying today?
Yeah, Mon, I absolutely love your bag, and I don't think you're going to be getting it back
anytime soon. That's okay, sharing is caring.
In my bag today is I carry what I call my Tehillim Crisis Manager book. It's a compilation of Tehillim when you're feeling a bit unhinged, so it just grounds me and it keeps me calm. I have a cell phone charger in case my phone dies and you can't get hold of me. And I have Panado, just in case that headache arises.
That's low grade, Taryn.
And an array of every shade of pink lip glosses.
Which is your favorite?
My favorite is the Clarins one. I'm not too sure. I think it's 08.
I love that you know the code. What's one thing listeners would be surprised to learn about you, Tara?
Do you want to answer? But the one thing I think they'd be surprised to know is that I'm very comfortable and enjoy my own company.
And I'm totally the opposite. I love to be around people. The more I'm around people, the happier I am.
So. Well, I've always had you around, you so didn't. I need some time out.
If I asked your family to describe you in three words, what would they say about you?
I think I strive to be kind, and I'm honest, and I will always have their backs.
I think we're a little bit too honest with each other sometimes.
Exactly.
What is your earliest memory of being a twin?
I think my earliest memory of being a twin was when I realized, and I can't put it down to age, is when mummy dressed us alike. And I always saw you in the same outfit as me, but always in different colors to distinguish who was who.
And knowing that we both look good.
Hopefully, yeah.
We'll be back right after this ad break.
IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's been a minute and Tara and I are still smiling, so that's a good sign. Fun fact, we were listening to Just the Two of Us by Grover Washington Jr. with Bill Withers, and that was my wedding song. Do you remember that, Tara?
Of course. Of course.
So let's break it down. When people throw out the word twins, how do we define it?
I think I sent you an Instagram post.
Yes.
A while ago, or I wrote it for one of our birthdays. And I think if you read it, that is exactly how it feels.
So we'll first put it in simple terms that it's kind of one egg that splits as well. I think we're a kind of a freak, everyone says. So it's one single egg that splits a pregnancy, and that randomly occurs in one out of 250 pregnancies, so we're extra special. And that Tara and I, also 25% of twins are mirror images, which means one is left-handed, one is right.
Yeah, go ahead, Ter. I was just going to say we can try guess who is what, but I am the right-handed.
And I am left-handed. I'm going to read that a little bit later. Ter, when everyone refers to us as the twins, how do you still develop your sense of your own identity?
I think that when I was younger, it was less challenging because I didn't have an awareness. It was just how my life was and still is. But I think as you grow older, it does become more challenging to discover a sense of self. But it's a work in progress. And through the years, I've looked at and seen my own strengths, and that's helped me discover a better sense of self.
Were we naturally similar, or were our personalities different? I think we were quite similar when we were younger, don't you?
I do definitely think. I think that we're not as similar as people think we are.
I mean, looking-wise, obviously we are.
Looking-wise, 100%. But I think in terms of our personalities, when you get to know us, you will notice a lot of differences.
I mean, I always used to stand behind you as a little girl and make you do the asking.
Make the arrangements.
Make the arrangements. Put your foot forward first, and I would like cower in the corner behind you.
I know. I think it's time that the roles are reversed.
Ter, what's the weirdest question people ask about being a twin, do you think?
Do you feel each other's pain? And Mon and I were discussing this, and it's not that we can feel each other's pain physically.
I don't cry when she stubs her toe.
But I definitely think, and I've experienced it often, is that we definitely have a mental telepathy where we can tell what the other person is thinking, even sometimes by just a look on the face. We can see exactly the thoughts going through their minds. And I think we just on the same wavelength. We really are. We get each other 100%.
When I phoned Taryn earlier in the week to ask if she would be on the show, I phoned her once, typical, didn't answer, got irritated, and then phoned back immediately. And she goes, "What? Do you want me to be on your show?" And I was like, oh my gosh, how did you know that?
Because you've been asking me for a while. I hadn't relented, and I knew the time was going to come that I'd just have to relent and bite the bullet.
I want to talk about the weirdest things people have done to us as twins. I know what the story is. We're going to get there after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Today we're having a very special sister-to-sister conversation about growing up as identical twins, sharing our life story, and figuring out who we are when the world constantly sees you as part of a pair. If you'd like to join in our conversation, have any questions for my sister and I, please message us on the WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. So I was talking about what the weirdest thing people did to us as twins, and I can recall a story, and I'll name and shame her, our friend Benita Wagenheim growing up, when she walked into nursery school and saw two of us looking the same, like one person, she hit our heads together. She said tapped, but I'm telling you, she slammed our heads together.
No wonder I carry Panada in my bag all the time.
We're blaming you for that. Yeah, exactly. Do you think, Ter, that we've been seen as the outgoing one, the responsible one, or the sensitive one?
I definitely do think that people unintentionally do put labels on us. Mm. And I definitely think that we have our strengths in different areas. But Yeah. It's been 5 minutes and we still haven't had given each other a sideways glance or a look. A question is, hi guys, I love you both. We are four sisters, even we are mistaken for each other. Love, Justine. Thanks, Justine.
Thanks, Just.
Another question, what's the funniest thing you two did as twins? Tay?
Funniest things we did as twins is, I think we were in high school. Mm. And
I'm thinking of the same story.
We weren't rebels, so we weren't going to push the boundaries. And we obviously swapped classes. And I went into Mon's class, and a very good friend of ours was sitting across from me. And he looked at me and didn't have a facial expression. Then he looked again, and I saw his eyes go wide. So he chupped that it wasn't Mon. And I put my finger over my mouth as to say, shh, don't say anything. But yeah. I don't even think the teacher chupped.
I know, I remember that. Did we ever write tests for each other? I can't remember. Don't think so.
No.
We did totally different subjects in high school.
Yeah.
We were quite boring. We didn't do that much. I think the pranking was more that we like swap classes most of the time. So what I want to do now is read something that Taryn wrote to me once on an Instagram post for our birthdays. And this is what, for me, is the gate defines the greatest gift of being a twin. You have your best friend by your side who loves you unconditionally, shares all her stuff with you. Oh, we must get to that, Taryn. Without hesitation, drops everything when you need help, wipes your tears when you are sad, laughs with when you are happy, knows which buttons to press or not, calms you down, has your back when you are wrong, and makes you a beautiful, better person. Tad, does that encapsulate for you what it is?
Definitely. And the truth is that I've always had my sister, who is my best friend, by my side. So a lot of people ask, do you need other friends other than your sister? Mm. And the answer definitely is yes. But Mon is the first person, port of call, for any good, bad, ugly crisis, just to let off some steam. And as my post said to her, with completely no judgment.
Absolutely. Another question is, I don't know who's going to answer this one. Did you fool a guy? I knew this would come up. Taryn, what do we say about that? Or we take the fifth? Do we plead the fifth?
I mean, we'll get to how our husbands manage. Yes. But no, I don't, no.
No, I don't think we did. Question answered. So let's talk about how people can tell the difference between us. Is it our dress sense? Is it the way we carry ourselves? Because it's not possibly from the way we speak, because we sound exactly the same. So what do you think differentiates us?
I think that if you don't know us at all, there's going to be no distinction made. You're not going to get it straight away. You're not going to know who you're speaking to. I know that you once had a big M on a necklace made, so maybe you should revert back to wearing that. Once you know us, the distinction is much more evident in our personalities and for sure in our dress sense.
What's the code that we always have between each other, Tay? Like, let's tell people about that. When you see someone you don't know, go ahead.
So I have this philosophy, and Mon never sticks to it.
I never carry it through.
My philosophy is, and I know when someone's thinking I'm Mon, because I don't necessarily recognize them.
Or react to them.
And automatically I know they're thinking it's Mon. So my catchphrase is, hi, I know you're thinking it's Mon. She's my sister. But I'm saying hello anyway, and I'll tell Mon to say hello. Mon, on the other hand, pulls a blank and just doesn't even chup or say hello. Therefore, there are often times that people will come up to both of us and say, sure, were you having a bad day? You so unfriendly. And I said, no, that is my twin sister.
I don't know why. I just like get indignant. I don't feel like saying hello. Another question. We are loving the listener interaction. Please send more of your question through to us on 061-895-1019. Do you guys ever get tired of getting recognized for the other?
Thank you, my boy, Key Aaron. Shout out to you. I think it comes with the territory.
It's part and parcel.
Of being an identical twin. So do you ever get used to it? I mean, often when you probably rushing around and not having the best day, you can feel, oh, not this again.
Mm.
But I think that being an identical twin, it comes with it.
I also sometimes feel when someone has called me Ter, I don't have the capacity to actually correct them. I just go, yes. What's the story? What happened?
Well, funny, there are one or two stories that occurred. I was walking on the campus of our kids' school, and the principal saw me, and he said to me, Izako, which is my son, is doing so nicely and we're so proud of him. And I said, thanks so much. I didn't even have the capacity to say I'm not the mother. And then last year when my son matriculated, Mon was traveling back from holiday and she asked me to go get his matric results from the school.
I remember that.
So I walked in. One or two people noticed that it wasn't Mon, but for the most part, I got away with it. I ran in, I got his results, and ran out.
And I appreciate that lots. Listen, on our family group, Taryn, at the moment, there is lots of comments, criticisms, mainly from our children. Dad says all is good. Okay, well, if the parents are climbing Nachas today, that's enough for us. Calm yourselves. Mommy says we're fabulous. Your son says we're good. Then mommy says she's having a little cry. Oh, thanks, Mom. And then Taryn says, I've said a lot. So Aaron goes, pause instead. Okay, thanks for the constructive feedback, family.
I just want to say on that note to Mom and Dad that thank you for never comparing Mon and I.
Good point.
For treating us as individuals. Daddy and I and Mommy often discuss behind your back.
Of course.
How different we actually are, and they literally can't get over it.
Queens and kings of speaking behind each other's back.
So I just want to say thank you, Ma. I know it was a shock for you when you found out you were having twins only at 6 months and you had us at 7. So
you've had
over 40-something years without giving our age away to recover. But I just want to say thank you for seeing us for who we are.
I never felt that we were compared. Not our marks, not anything. We weren't we weren't pitted against each other for anything. It's a real brocha.
I think not by our parents and family and good friends, but I definitely think our peers around us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I could have heard rumblings once or twice of who was the clever one, who was the prettier one, who was this one. So I think that you and I didn't even do it to each other. It wasn't something that was created within our home either. So we were not really concerned. If people wanted to compare us, that's their issue.
Taryn, a question. Speaking of comparison, is sibling rivalry not intense as growing up as twins? I don't feel like it is.
No,
We supported each other. We had each other's back and wanted the best for each other. Obviously, and thank goodness it hasn't happened on air, we can go from naught to 500 million seconds in a minute and we could start a fight, but we're trying to contain ourselves here and act like professionals and the wonderful girls we are. But Taryn and I just have to look at her wrong, or she looks at me wrong, and we can let rip at each other. But then afterwards, it's like nothing's happened. We just move on, I guess, like any siblings. But ours can get really intense. And then I'll phone my parents to discuss it. I'll say to them, one of you better phone Taryn to tell her to get her sort her stuff out. And my parents will go, well, they're not dealing with it. Sort yourselves out. I mean, we must have been a handful growing up like that.
I mean, we even have to say that first the parents, mom and dad, have to decipher who they're speaking to on the phone.
I don't even correct them.
Often my mom or my dad will phone me and go, hi, Mon. And I said, no, it's Tara. We have been told, and I'm sure you can maybe tell from this interview, that we do sound exactly the same. I often play Mon's voice notes, and I think to myself, have I gone mad? Why am I listening to my own voice note?
A few interesting questions about our kids coming up. Do your kids ever get confused or have problems telling you apart? And do you all kids look alike? That's a very interesting question.
I don't think our kids have a problem in knowing who their mom is.
Who's the stricter one?
Mon is definitely the stricter one. I'm the more chilled mom and auntie.
Everyone into line, hey boy?
And they're so blessed because the fact is they had no choice. They knew what they were signing up for. They got two moms.
They literally got two moms. Do you think our children look alike? I do. Tara, which ones do you think do?
So mommy will disagree and say, oh, she's never seen it. But I have a 10-year-old daughter. Hello, my Els.
Hello, Els.
And Mon has a 16-year-old daughter. Hello, Raf.
Hello, Raf. I hope you're doing your work for your exams.
And a lot of people say that they are one face. Do I see it? Do you, Mon?
I don't know so much. I see more that Taryn's 17-year-old son, Aaron, and my 16-year-old daughter, Raffaella, actually look very similar. Sometimes get so shocked at how similar they look that they could actually be the siblings.
And just to touch on that, never mind being cousins, their relationship as cousins are more like siblings. And they've just been blessed to always spend time together, to lean on each other. And I definitely think it's more of a sibling relationship than that of cousins. My daughter loves that she has all her older cousins at school with her.
At her beck and call.
So when she needs to use the phone, get something from Tuck Shop, she goes and asks her cousins.
Let's get into this, Tara, that I think everyone will want to know about and find interesting. What happens when one twin gets married?
So the truth is, Mon did get married, I think, two years before me. She actually moved to Joburg for a year, and I stayed in Cape Town. And I have to admit, I absolutely pined. But on the other hand, I think the separation allowed us to develop individually and get a sense of each other without being together. But a year later, I caved and I moved to Johannesburg.
Taryn, was there any jealousy when one of us reached certain milestones in life, like me getting married? How was your reaction to meeting Paul for the first time?
So, I mean, we're all human, and obviously, I don't like the word jealousy. There could be envy. I wasn't envious of you getting married before me. I was so anxious because I knew that there would be someone taking my place.
Yes.
And I may not be your number one anymore. So much so is, I have to apologize to Paul again for this, is that I think you got engaged in Cape Town.
Yes.
And we were at Dad's house, mm-hmm. and Paul came to the gate, and I may have either closed the gate quite hardly in his face, just because.
I don't remember that. No,
I know, it's a very awful thing to admit. And I think for me, it was just knowing that the dynamic of our relationship was changing.
So someone's asking who's talking now. So we better throw in Amon and Tare all the time because we do sound freakishly the same. Taryn, do you think our husbands adapted to the twin dynamic? From my perspective, it's like they weren't even asked. It was an unspoken rule. The twin comes first, no matter what. What do you think?
I think that it was just
a given.
Part of the package.
I think Paul said in our wedding speech that he didn't realize that he was getting two for the price of one, which he basically was before you got married.
I think that it's very challenging because there are often times, sorry, Ant, I have to admit this, that I actually have to decide who I'm going to phone first. Do I want to phone Ant or do I want to phone Mon?
I was thinking actually, Tare, that also that maybe I shouldn't say this out loud. Sorry, Paul. Who did I tell that I was pregnant first with Izako? Did I phone you first or Paul? And I'm pretty sure it could have been you. Hold that thought, Tare. We'll be right back after the ad break.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Okay, so we're going to keep this tight now and we're going to try and say Tare and Mon so people don't get confused. Taryn, do you think our husbands found our relationship intimidating at first and now still?
I think that I'm not convinced they find it intimidating. I think they find it irritating, maybe. But they know that we just are so close. We have each other's backs, and we wouldn't want it any other way.
It's like Paul has a standard joke that, God forbid, when I die, Taryn, he's going to padlock my cupboard so Taryn can't get in. But you'll still come in trying to get an outfit to wear to my funeral.
Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom.
I know, but it's a standard joke.
And that's one of the blessings.
Yeah.
You have a whole second wardrobe without needing to buy one.
But we have so different styles at the moment.
Yeah. I think that you definitely, if you see someone and you don't know who it is wearing a blazer, it's Mon.
Yeah.
It is definitely, definitely Mon.
My standard.
And if you see someone out and about during a course of a work day at Moishi's or at Fran's, it's Mon. Because it's so funny, the place where I work at, one of my bosses asked me, what was I doing in Moishi's and sitting at Fran's during the workday? I said, that for sure wasn't me.
And also, we somehow get recognized by the most random of people. I think you were once stopped and asked at a robot.
Oh, I'll tell the story. So on 6th Avenue, there's a gentleman that stands at a particular robot asking for help, asking for assistance. And I drove by and I gave him something. And he said, is your sister the one that drives? I won't say the specific car that Mon drives, but he mentioned a specific car. Well, I was finished.
Hysterical.
I phoned Mon and I said, this happened. So everyone's observant.
We'd still love to hear from anyone who has comments or questions. I know this may seem so weird because you're trying to hear the same person talking. So if you have comments or questions, please send it on the WhatsApp line 061-895-1019. Taryn, how did becoming mothers change our relationship, motherhood? How did we react to it separately, together?
I think that actually becoming mothers together is the best thing that could have happened.
Greatest gift.
Because we firstly give each other strength. Mm-hmm. We give each other advice. We show each other when we're doing wrong or if we're doing right. And it's just a comfort to know that you have someone on call 24/7 to help you navigate. Not too sure our children are loving the second mom.
They get disciplined twice.
Yeah. Well, I have to say mine's more of the disciplinarian and...
All four, no. You do not mess with me. If you want more relaxed, chilled vibes, go to Taryn.
Yeah. I know that, mine's kids will often come to me and need stuff when I don't think they convinced mine will relent.
Tare, another thing that you did was when I had Izako, my firstborn, Taryn was just newly married. You had to push your wedding forward because I was so heavily pregnant. Remember that? The gynae said, you better tell that sister of yours to push her wedding forward.
And you see, that's what sisters do.
Exactly.
We make sacrifices.
Mine. I still don't forgive you for me looking like a little heifer lump. in your retinue. But anyway, I'll forgive you for that, Tare. Taryn used to...
Well, we lived across the road each other. Those were the best days.
You used to come every single morning to give him his first bottle at about 6:30. And you were back there at 5 o'clock for his bath and bedtime bottle.
Well, before I came on the show yesterday, Ant reminded me and said, make sure you say that you ditched me in the first few weeks of our marriage for Zooks.
Tare, we are going to carry on our conversation about being mothers and raising our children right after the ad break.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're wrapping up our conversation about being parents together. What parenting lessons, Tare, have you learned from watching me raise my children? And what do you think I've learned from watching you?
I think that the biggest lesson and brocha I've learned from you is that the most important thing is to bring up mentors. You've truly succeeded.
Thank you.
In bringing up two beautiful children with unbelievable midas. And I think for me, that's the most important thing. And I'm sure for you too.
It's definitely the most important. And for me also is about how you can teach me to bring it down a notch or two, not be as highly strung as I am. You're much more chilled, you're much more relaxed. Nothing phases you as much as it does me. So I've also tried to learn from you to be a little more chilled than I usually am.
Well, there's one difference already, is that one's unhinged and one's more unhinged. Just
by varying degrees.
Yeah, and also just going by what type of day it is.
Thank God for meds, Tare. Yeah.
Which I promptly took a little relaxer before the show today.
A quick question. Who's older and by how much?
So it's Tare speaking. And my claim to fame, which I was always told by our parents.
Could be
that
wrong.
That I'm the older one. So I hang on to those 2 minutes of being older all the time. Apparently when we were born, my mom gave me the
blue
dummy
yes.
and mon the pink dummy. But then, I mean, they could have fallen out and then.
I don't trust them. They must have swapped it a few
but
times.
I'm still owning the fact that I'm 2 minutes older.
That's fine. I'll give it to you. What is the greatest gift for you? And then I'll answer about being a twin.
I think I summed it up in the Instagram post that I wrote. But the biggest blessing for me is having someone and as I said, who understands you, who gets you, who you don't have to over explain to.
No
judgment.
You don't
have to justify. You don't have to even say anything. Just by being in your sister or your twin sister's presence is enough. There are often times where I'll just say to Mon, please come pop past me even in the morning at 7 o'clock, just to be there. We don't even have to say a word. We often both on our phones.
Yes.
But just having that person, your person, to be there for you.
I totally agree, Tara, with no judgment, and someone who can also, on a frivolous note, tell you if you look good or not good with immense honesty.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll never let Taryn leave the house if I don't like her outfit. I'll be straight dead honest.
But the truth is, even if she doesn't like it, we have such different tastes.
Exactly.
I may not succumb to what she says.
We're wrapping up the show, Tara, but listen to this. Imagine we could speak to those two little girls standing at the beginning of life together. The identical twin sisters who had no idea what lay ahead. What would you tell them?
I would tell them that everything has ups and downs, and everything comes with good and bad, but I would never change it for anything.
I also wouldn't change it for anything, and I would tell them that you can still be a part of a twin, yet have your own individual identity. What a special conversation this was. Taryn, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me. It was under duress, but...
I'm sure I bribed you.
But I got out of my comfort zone, and I'm so proud of you, Mon.
Thank you.
Because it's not an easy thing to move out of your comfort zone. I don't think I would be capable of doing this.
You just did.
So there's your strength. Well done.
Thank you. Today wasn't just about twins. It was about connection, identity, family, and the people who walk alongside of us through every chapter of life. Whether you have a twin, a sibling, a best friend, or someone who feels like home, I hope today's conversation reminded you not to take those relationships for granted. To my sister, Tara, thank you for sharing this journey with me, not just for today, but a lifetime. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us for this deeply personal episode of Imperfectly Polished. Until next time, stay curious, stay kind to yourself, and remember that life's most beautiful moments are often the ones we share. Bye, besties.